With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is the game on News Radio KMAN.
We are really having to do this the day after an outright butt-kicking in Lawrence, where the top two scorers manage a total of 5 points. You give up 20 rebounds to the guy that can't carry Zach Edey's jock. You waste double figure scoring efforts by reserves by playing suspect 3-point defense all night. You get called out by the coach for lacking heart and effort. And instead of those things being the topic, instead of any of those items at the forefront of the conversation today, after last night's Sunflower Showdown, we talking about a handshake.
That's what we're sitting here talking about.
No, not the Pistons walking off the court early against the Bulls in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals back in the 90s. No, we're talking about an actual handshake, one that did occur, but apparently just isn't enough for some people.
Was there a thing in the handshake line?
No, he just didn't want to shake hands, he just did a flyby. That's fine. Yeah, that stuff, the celebration and going in the stands and stuff, we're used to that. So that's not, you know. I will say this: when we got our kick there, we shook everyone's hand and, you know, did a handshake line and all that stuff. So I guess it was different here today. But the whole thing is that's what happens with rivalries. I mean, that's what happens with rivalries. If it didn't stick with them, then they probably shouldn't be playing here. You know, because that's, you know, you always want to beat your rival.
Bill Self was asked about it in postgame. And I will admit, he was asked about it. It wasn't him addressing the item immediately. And I will tell you why he wasn't addressing the item himself. Having been around coaches at the Division I level, that's the type of conversation that is normally left for back in the offices, in the locker room, or on the bus back to the hotel. Any offense that you may have taken at a flyby is usually just discussed among yourselves as you decompress from the ballgame.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what the intent was from whomever asked the question, whether they've not attended a college basketball game ever in the past and watched what a handshake line looks like? Flybys happen on the reg, man.
All the time. I think that's why Self tried to downplay it. Because if he sits there and he's like, yeah, it's not really that cool because we shook hands after we got our butts kicked at Brambledge and now they're doing flybys here. Lord knows, especially NCAA, and once we come around to Big 12 play next year, we're all K-State fans especially are staring at Bill Self. And the second a flyby happens, we're like, oh, but what about this post-game press conference?
Oh, you mean the flyby such as the one that he gave when walking off the floor at Brambledge earlier this season?
Exactly.
Hi, this is called normalcy. Coaches are so intense and they get frustrated. And so, yes, they shake the hand of the opposing coach very quick. Very often. Very often.
Yep.
This is a non-issue. And it got blown up to something that turns into a story that is floating around the internets today as if it is some world-stopping thing that occurred last night.
The world-stopping stuff would have been if Self went on the podium and tore into it. I think that may be partially the question. Is they're just digging for it, right? Like, because, again, you sit there and know, we know what all this is about.
It was a 22-point victory for Kansas.
Yeah. I'm not shaking somebody's hand that it's not a long handshake after I get beat by 22. I'm going home.
Your top two scorers scored 5 points.
You got bench scoring for the first time, and I couldn't tell you when, and it didn't matter. Yeah. Very frustrated after that game.
Your three-point shooting defense let you down again, as it has all season. Is there any reason why Jerome Tang is going to want to hang out and give everybody a dap on the way by through the handshake line and stop and have a conversation?
No. To me, that's more alarming if he did.
He was angry with his own team. He was frustrated that it played out the way it did. Guess what? That is a norm in college basketball. As much as we talk about sportsmanship and the handshake line and all of these things, guys, come on. Coaches are intense beasts. And that intensity is going to carry over.
It's 100% natural.
There's a reason why there's a 10-minute cooling off period before they even do a post-game interview.
Yeah, imagine him like doing that flyby and then going straight to a microphone. That's what we're talking about now, you know, if that were the case, because I'm sure there would have been some real fire in there without that 10 minutes.
You notice, for all of what's being said today about the flyby, by the way, that whomever asked the question of Bill Self didn't have the nerve to ask the question of Jerome Tang last night. Now, I'm not accusing anyone of trying to make a story out of something. We already have seen it at varying points this year. And let's be perfectly honest. Jerome Tang's success of last season as head coach upset some people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely ruffled some feathers, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Some certain fan bases got exceptionally irritated by things that they just did not like about him.
Yep. Ruffled a lot of red and blue feathers last year.
I was also thinking about red and yellow ones.
Yeah, for sure. You're not wrong.
Here's the thing. Most of those same fans aren't exactly fans of Scott Drew to begin with. And they will look for every little thing that they can to discern a slight as they see it. One of the comments that I saw today on social media sums it up beautifully. What did you want? Him to kiss the rings?
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Okay, it was a 22-point dismantling. At a time when his team is playing for its postseason life and may very well have just played itself out of the NCAA tournament last night. We can go through any point of this season and talk about the negatives that have developed through the course of this season. Last night, I think, was as frustrated as any of us have seen Jerome Tang, postgame-wise. And that was evident in what his comments were in postgame last night and the things that he talked about following the game. You notice how the tone changed last night in postgame. It was not about, no, we didn't put our guys in position for them to win. It wasn't about, we did a bad job as a coaching staff. It wasn't about, I didn't do X, Y, and Z. No, last night it was placed squarely on the shoulders of his players.
Yep.
For the first time this season.
Yeah, I was like, I vividly remember another 20-point loss earlier in the year when he said, well, that's, this one's on me. We were not prepared for this. It is my fault with the game plan, this, that, and the other. Last night, very, very different story.
So, when you consider that, tacked on to a handshake, a flyby handshake, for crying out loud. The man was angry.
As he should be.
The man is an intense coach. We see it every game.
Yep.
And you're going to take from a 22-point dismantling of a rival that the opposing coach did a flyby handshake, and somehow that's offensive.
And it's a story.
And it's a story.
Wrong. Where's the buzzer? Where's the Price is Right buzzer when you need it? Wrong.
Here's an idea. Here's a better topical idea. If you are writing a story after last night's ballgame regarding the Kansas Jayhawks, where has this team been all season?
Yeah. Where was this team a couple weeks back in Bramblage?
Where was this team on the road in how many
in
games
Ames.
This
yeah, I was
season?
Like, I don't even know if they played at Iowa State, but I'm sure like yeah. That environment. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last night, what happened was they played a very high caliber basketball game.
At just the right time.
Exactly. And in the process, embarrassed a rival. It was as if they took the fact that they are no longer in the top 10 personally. That's fine. If you're Bill Self, that's the approach you want your team to take, especially with, guess what, looming.
You're not wrong.
Hi, United Airlines boarding for Houston.
Big 12 tournament.
Well, there's that too. They've got Houston yet this Saturday.
It's true. Yeah, the rematch. They played Houston already, didn't they?
They did.
I don't remember the score of that game. They beat Houston the first time around?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so. I was like, I thought they lost that first one to Houston
mm-hmm.
in Allen Fieldhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to go down to Houston. I mean, it's definitely a good win against the Kansas State team to build momentum going there and then into the Big 12 tournament, but they cannot look on into postseason play with that Houston
team
on the horizon.
Let me get it right. 78-65, KU did win.
Oh, they did win. Okay.
Most points of the season up until last night.
Yeah.
At the time, it was the most points that anybody had put up on Houston as well, which is a renowned defensive team.
Very renowned.
3 o'clock tip-off, by the way, on Saturday, so right after the Cats and Iowa State play. And therein lies the other thing for discussion. You've got the Cyclones coming in on Saturday.
Not an easy matchup either.
No.
Home game, away, neutral site, playing on the moon, doesn't matter.
Screwed up Senior Day last year, screwing up Senior Day this year, potentially.
That's very possible.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, it's possible.
But, again, all of the topics that could be taken from last night's ball game, if you are writing in the blogosphere for the Jayhawks, where has this performance been since the start of February or mid-February? How do we get Hunter Dickinson more opportunities to put together games like he did last night? What can be done? I mean, there's any number of topics that can be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
That a silly little thing, a flyby handshake.
Now, if Tang just didn't even get in the line, went straight to the locker room after the game, okay, question, right? I mean, you have to ask both coaches as well, though. That is a very, very important part of this. If you are going to try to make a story out of this, you have to get both sides. You cannot just ask Self how he felt about it and then not ask Tang about it.
Oh,
and
sure.
That's in the case that Tang just didn't do the handshake line at all. Obviously, that's not the case.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. You want to be able to have the approach from both ends of that.
Mm-hmm.
And no, instead, it has been a very one-sided discussion today, leaving open any number of people to have to try to defend what really doesn't need to be defended. A flyby handshake. Come on, guys. You've been around the game long enough. You know this is how this goes. Just the same as if Bill Self is hacked off because his team lost at Bramlage.
Yeah.
Seriously, it makes me want to just sit here and rewrite the entire Allen Iverson press conference. We talking about a handshake.
A handshake. Not a high five. Not a fist bump. A handshake. That's fantastic.
Oh, man. Short show today. We've got K-State baseball coming up. When we come back, Owen's got to look at the sports headlines, and we'll put a wrap on things on this shortened edition of The Game at News Radio KMAN.
You ready for some Ask Us Anything here, Troy?
Yes, I am.
Well, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
So, my question to you, I saw this being talked about, and I wanted to know what your take is. In what order do you get dressed in the morning? Are you a pants first? Obviously, you got to get your underwear on first. You use socks first. Some people do the Winnie Pooh method. They put the t-shirt on first. I think that's super weird. How do you get dressed?
Well, it's good to know that you think I'm super weird.
You t-shirt first kind of guy?
I'm a t-shirt first kind of guy.
Come on, Troy.
But some would also say that I'm super weird in the fact that shirt winds up being tucked into my jeans in a lot of cases, too.
See, that's fair. Like, you're putting it on. I could definitely see you putting it on before the pants at that point if you're tucking them in. I'm an underwear, then socks, because I'm wearing my joggers to work, so it's got the elastic at the bottom.
Right.
Got to get my socks on before I put my pants on, for sure.
You know, part of that is, I mean, I know I push the edge a little bit in the fact that I'm wearing the t-shirt. In a few cases, you can just ignore this, boss.
I know he's listening.
You know, I'm not going to go with the t-shirt tucked out if I'm in the professional setting, if you get my point.
That's what I'm doing right now, unfortunately. So,
well,
don't listen, Matt.
You've got an excuse. Cats baseball up next. Full show, or almost a full show, tomorrow for you. Mitch, myself, DG, will be here.